And I'm so impressed. When my sister with other stylists to make them become entrepreneurs in their own lives, and they've gone on to be very, very successful. A lot of them are doing celebrity styling and all sorts of things in our industry. So with that, moving forward, always pushing forward, always trying to, my motto was, I'm in it to win it, and we always would, so I love the winning circle. So we're always trying to push forward. And so then I went into the spa arena over in Jolie, the day spa in Cameron Village, to break ground so that to make sure that we, people that look like me, would be able to be in the service industry of the day spa. And that was in 2000. Yeah. And then we all spend money. We need to spend money with people that look like us as well. So, yeah. And so in 2000 is when I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, which is an inherited degenerative eye disease when you start to lose your peripheral vision and then everything is like really tiny, looking through two little straws. But I didn't let it stop me. I continued to 2015 before I really realized what was happening and that it was a time that I needed to slow down and close down my operations and go home. And with doing that, it was just such a dark, dark place that I put myself into for a year, a complete year. And I want everybody to know that no matter what your circumstances are, what situations you may fall upon you, that God already has equipped you with the tools to move forward and to pursue another journey and another purpose. I am living my best life. I may not be able to see everybody, but, everything really is done within our head anyway. It's our knowledge, our experience, the things we go through in life, and that you're still able to facilitate and do business. I've just started a new company as well, which is Energy, which I'm so glad we're here today with all this energy, aromatherapy products. And I have a 5-step wellness. Do I have time for that really quickly? Okay. A 5-step wellness program that I had to design for myself to get myself back up and out there every day. And so that's what I do is I share that through Women Supporting Women. I share that with women all across, and we have the essential oils that go with it. So I'll go quickly. Step number one is positive charge, and there's so much positive energy in here. So what I usually do is, what do you do the first thing when you wake up in the morning? You get a cup of coffee, it's a cup of tea, you read the paper, whatever you do. But let me tell you what I do. When I roll over, the first thing I do when I open one eye, hoping to see more than I saw yesterday, but it's okay. It's okay. But what I do is I thank God for all the blessings that He's given me all my life, all the opportunities that He's put. I don't look at my situation and my circumstances because that's not going to get me through my day. And I pray for positive people to be placed in my path, like today with all of you all. And I pray for only positive thoughts. I have no room up here for anything negative. I'm working with a little different capacity now, so I can't let anything negative come into my life. The second step is clarity. I have to find clarity. I seek clarity in everything that I do now because you have to be transparent. I look at myself. It's like looking in the man in the mirror because I can't look at everybody else and what they're doing, and that's not what we should do in life anyway. I have to give myself a checkup, like she said earlier. I have to look at who I am and what my purpose is and who I'm here to serve. So that's where I find my clarity, and I keep my eye on my vision, on my goal and my dream. And when I say my eye, not necessarily seeing my eye, but you don't have to have sight to have vision. Exactly. Okay? Right. So that's my clarity. And so number three is right in the center of everything, and it's balance. We have to have balance. With so many things to so many people, and my whole life is just pull and tug and running and ripping to get to the top of the mountain, just to actually watch it all disappear right before my eyes. I've been there. So I now balance everything, we prioritize, we put boundaries around, we don't let people steal time from our family and our business life and our spiritual life. We have to put those things in order and find a balance to just take us evenly through, because with that balance, you'll find the inner peace that we keep asking God for. Where is our inner peace? It's there. He gave it to us from the beginning, but it's so cluttered. It's just so much going on in our lives. We don't even realize that the inner peace is there. So now I find my inner peace. I have more time to do that as well. And number four is defense. So with my defense mechanism, I thank Him for all of the inner strength from all the challenges and the obstacles, like People are like, are you crazy? You're blind and you're crazy. How are you going to be thankful for your challenges and your obstacles? But they give me inner strength to be able to deflect all the rest of the negativity, adversity, racism, the things that are going to come my way. I can see it before it even gets to me. And then I have an opportunity to turn the negative into a positive. So I'm very grateful for the inner strength and all the challenges that I had, that he's prepared me for this huge challenge that I'm going through now. And number five, which is the best of all, is calm. I find my calm at the end of the day, something I've never done before. We've always said, if I could just have 25 hours in a day, if that one more hour, you take that hour and still do something else. But you have to learn to unwind, relax, release, and reflect on everything that took place all throughout the entire day. So you know what went good, what didn't go so well, and what you need to do tomorrow to plan and not get back up and not know how to start your day. So those are my five steps that I go through. They keep me on track. I fall off, just like everybody else. I get back in somewhere. It's not necessarily at one, two, or three. It may be five. I love the calmness of my life now. But I hope that that will inspire some of you in any place that you are, in your life, any circumstance. Your own private storm is your storm. No one else is going to go through it with you. And I can appreciate that because I needed that time to work my way through my own storm by myself and find that there's definitely a life after blindness. There's always circumstances and things are going to hit us, but we got to get back up. And my phrase is, you have to be in it to win it. That's it. So thank you so much.